File 9, Listening 2. Well, I'm delighted to say that for today's business block, our marketing expert Ryan has joined us here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Ryan.
It's a real pleasure.
Now, we all know that advertising is big business these days, but just why is advertising so important for a company?
Well, obviously, it's crucial when a company is launching a new product or service onto the market to inform people about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the fact that it increases sales. And it does that through the increased interest in the product that it sparks. So that helps to maximize profits, of course.
Okay, but when you say product, do you mean things like washing machines, cars, TVs, and so on?
Oh, no. It could be a service that we're talking about. But the same rules apply, really. You know, insurance, banking, healthcare, education, and of course there are also events like festivals or exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
The word needs to get out there, otherwise nobody will go for that service.
Interesting. So how easy or difficult is it to come up with a really effective ad?
I'd say it's not easy at all, actually. The way I see it, advertising is a mixture of art, science, and a profession. Art in that it takes real creative skills. Science in that it takes systematic and scientific planning. And profession in that it's done by professional agencies who follow certain codes of business behavior.
Okay, so there's a lot to think about, in other words.
Exactly. But I'd say the main ingredient is the creative thinking behind an ad. And for an ad to be a success, there are a few basic aspects that it needs.
And they are?
Well, the ad has to be innovative, not some kind of copy or something that's gone before.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be imaginative, of course, and it has to have an appeal to the public. These things make an ad go viral, become really popular really quickly.
Mm-hmm, I see. Finally, as we're nearly out of time, what can you tell us about the importance of targeting in advertising?
Well, advertising is target-oriented in nature. That simply means targeting somebody's attention to one specific thing at any one time. And in the context of advertising, it means focusing on only a specific group or class of consumers.
Huh.
You often see it with cars, for example, where a luxury car maker designs and targets its premium cars to suit the comforts, needs, expectations, and demands of a rich, elite class of customer. Advertising is effective only if it's focused or target-oriented.
Right. Ryan, thanks so much for talking to us here today. That was very informative.
No problem. See you for the next business block.